We are here because there is a process that the government has set in place for pensioners living in America to come and sign what they are calling certificates of life. This process has been enabled by the simple fact that government seems to be doing an audit of pensioners that are still alive so that we're able to continue collecting our pensions as previously regulated.
What was it like for you coming from California, coming here to Washington, D.C.? Was it not a costly affair?
Well, actually, it was even better than going back home, because before people knew that we were able to go to the embassy, there were several that had already traveled to Zimbabwe. But when we got the notice that we could actually do the process here in Washington, it was even better for us, because it is actually cheaper than going to Zimbabwe. And we are so happy. The process is simple, very efficient, and the embassy staff, I should really congratulate them. They exhibited exceptional professionalism, and they have been doing quite a wonderful job.
Take us through the process. What did you have to do to verify that you are still alive and that you can receive your pension?
You were supposed to take your ID and a color photo of yourself. You're given a form to fill and sign, complete your banking details, and that was it.